The preaching for the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time is based on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 through 28, and is titled, Young Rabbi Seeks Disciples, Desire for Radical Transformation Required. A number of headlines in recent news publications include battle lines drawn in Baghdad streets, Foxes 24, a consistently violent and consistently popular prime time program, foster parents who force special needs children to sleep in cages sentenced to 2 years in prison, growth spurt projected for America's prisons, not-so-good shepherd cons his flock, sells church and buys a BMW, drug raid stuns neighbors, global slave trade rivals drug dealing and illegal arms trade for the top criminal activity on the planet. These are some of the headlines, some of the realities of our world that set the context for today's gospel. This young Rabbi Jesus begins his teaching with a subtle warning. To you who hear, I say. He suggests that this is going to require an uncommon ability to hear, for what he teaches will pierce the very roots of our belief systems and what we claim to acknowledge as disciples, as Christian followers of Jesus. Today's gospel is a challenging one. It is also a profound invitation to examine our own individual beliefs and the depth of what we understand about Jesus' teaching. Jesus, in his teaching today, is primarily concerned with identifying the kind of conduct, the behavior, the actions that will identify his disciples. If I examine my own beliefs and understandings about Jesus' teaching, do I really believe what he is teaching? Do I look at his teachings and accept them on the surface? But when I am really pressed to act upon these teachings, do I find myself suggesting that, well, they're really unrealistic, they're impractical in today's world? Do I somehow even think that they are naive, that his teachings are foolish, suitable for another world and another kingdom, but certainly not for this earth and this time? Jesus sets as our model, as disciples, the very behavior of God. The question for the disciple is, do I truly believe that I have received the grace, that I have received the gift, that I have received the power within my own spirit, within my own soul, to act as God, to claim one's own divinity? Do I really believe that what Jesus teaches is possible in my own life? radical discipleship, going to the root of the power that we hold in the divine. In many ways, Jesus' teaching today challenges everything the disciples believe. He turns what they believe on its head, loving one's enemies. This is a power that only God can give, a power that comes to us by the very fact that we have been created by God, and in turn called to be God's present, God's grace on this earth. What is it? What belief? What behavior? What understanding do I have in my own life that keeps me from believing or claiming the power to love as God loves? It seems that one has to be very willing to walk to a different tune, if you will, to step to the beat of a different drummer in order to be a disciple of Jesus. We are the bearers of divinity on earth. The question Jesus asks, and revealed in the teaching where he calls his disciples to act in fact like God. The underlying question in his teaching is, do I believe that I am imbued with this divine character? That I, in fact, have the power to act as God and to love that powerfully. Jesus' teaching requires a higher consciousness, a belief that surpasses the traditional, the common way of the world's understanding, and even the common way of some of our own traditional Christian hesitations. Certainly I am a sinner. How can I possibly achieve the greatness of divine love? So in fact, we are given as disciples, those who would call ourselves disciples of Jesus, we are given a wake-up call. What is it I really believe? What am I really willing to give my life for? Can I see myself acting as Jesus acts? Can I see myself, do I imagine myself loving as God loves, giving and forgiving? There was a recent event in Lebanon that I think can give us great hope that in fact we have been given the power and the grace to love divinely. Recently, a group of school children from Lebanon gathered on the Green Line that divides the East and West Beirut. And a young boy by the name of Nijab, 11 years old, spoke on behalf of hundreds of children, Sunni, Shiite, Druze, and Christians. They had gathered to ask their leaders to unite for peace. And on behalf of the children, Nijab said, "Put away all your private interests and your personal accounts. Let forgiveness triumph over pride. Be humble and wield your power as wise men do, that we may see the works of goodness rather than fiery speeches. Unity is our freedom. We are here today to say, we are the bridge which makes you reach out and meet each other. We love you. Please change our love into peace for Lebanon. This hope in the radical transforming power of Jesus' teaching is expressed by children who have come to recognize in their simplicity that what is within them and the longing for peace and the desire to forgive can be given to a world in need of forgiveness. And so, as disciples in this day, what is it we believe, each personally, about our ability to live out of, to fulfill our divine call, to be the witnesses of God, the incarnation of God, forgiving and giving to our world in mercy and kindness, in healing and wholeness, the way Jesus did, and in fact, the way God does.